makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. The Texans finished their last practice of the week, and head coach Gary Kubiak said he has seen a huge improvement in his players, especially Amobi Okoye. But before that, on June 14th from 1 to 4, special teams coordinator Joe Marciano will help host an All-Pro Dad Father's Day event at the Methodist Training Center. There will be lots of family activities, so go to allprodad.com to register.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Coach Kubiak thinks defensive tackle Amobi Okoye is the most improved player so far this year.
I want to knock on wood, but in all honesty, this camp, I think he's the most improved player. He's a pretty dang good player to begin with. But what you saw take place here over the course of the last 3 weeks, you saw a guy go from still having some of his rookie habits, and they went away in 1 week, and they haven't noticed him in the last two. That's a good thing. It tells me he's growing up. He's becoming better, he's becoming a pro, and if that happens, then we're going to be a better football team. I've been very impressed with the player he's become through OTAs.
The head coach, who used to be a backup quarterback in Denver, also likes what he sees from QB Sage Rosenfels.
Well, I'm proud of him, man. I mean, he's played really well. I mean, he's been in this league for a long time, and he really hadn't had many chances to play and got an excellent opportunity last year with our football team and showed the National Football League he's a very capable player and starter, and that's why we brought him here, you know. So I'm proud of what he's done. I know that there was some talk of him having a different opportunity this offseason, but as I said before, he's very important to this football team first, and he's got to get ready to play for this team.
The coach says he likes the insurance Rosenfels brings to the offense.
Well, it's very important. All you got to do is look around this league, and normally the backup quarterbacks are playing at some point during the season, so you better have a good one, and we've got a good one. And he just needs to have a good camp, and he's had a good offseason. He's had a good training camp, so we know he's ready to go in case something happens to Matt.
On a funnier note, we talked to defensive lineman Tim Bowman, a diehard Celtics fan, about the NBA Finals. Here's what Bully had to say about his favorite team. Who's your favorite player, and how do you think the series is going to unfold?
Right now, I'd have to go with Kevin Garnett. Even though I've always been a Paul Pierce fan, I think Kevin Garnett, you know, definitely, you know, came to Boston and kind of lit a fire up under them. And from his performance last night, I think, you know, everyone knows he's for real.
One last thing, you can join the I'm a Texan Club now on HoustonTexans.com. It's like Facebook for people who love football. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.